A very good morning to you. It is the 30th of March 2020, Monday morning, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. The New King James Version says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. My dear friend, I think it is critical for you and I to concentrate on what God has called us to do. We're going into a brand new week. Many of us cannot leave our homes. Most of us cannot leave our homes. And the devil will come in and play games with our mind and cause us to be depressed if we do not have a vision. You know what they say, if you aim at nothing, you are sure to hit it. We need to have vision. We need to get up in the morning and we need to spend the day in contemplation and in writing the vision down and in making it plain for others to see. If we go to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I am preparing myself for the time when this plague passes us by. And it's a new beginning and a new opportunity. I want to really encourage you to clean out your closet, to sit down and to think again. What is it that the Lord has in store for me in the new season, which will begin in just a few weeks' time? Don't waste this time by lounging around and getting depressed. Start writing down the vision. Start getting ready. Start getting prepared, for the Lord has a great work for the believer in these last days. Like never before, I am so excited about the vision of revival, not only for South Africa, but indeed for the world. Get yourself into training. Spend time reading God's holy word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in meditation. And ask the Lord to fine-tune your spirit so that when the Lord blows that trumpet, we are ready for action. May God bless you as you keep the new vision before you. His name is Jesus. Goodbye.